China's influence in Panama under scrutiny after Trump issues warning over canal. President-elect Donald Trump's comment about the United States potentially regaining control of the Panama Canal has brought renewed attention to Communist China's expanding influence in the Latin American country. The Panama Canal, which opened in 1914 after 10 years of construction by the United States, was returned to Panama under a 1977 deal signed by President Jimmy Carter. In 1999, Panama took full control of the canal, which is now one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world, connecting the Pacific Ocean and the Caribbean Sea. Trump took to his Truth Social account on December 21st, criticizing Panama for charging exorbitant prices and rates of passages for U.S. Navy and commercial vessels passing through the canal, while also expressing concerns about the Chinese regime's growing influence in the waterway. "It was solely for Panama to manage, not China or anyone else," Trump wrote. "If Panama cannot guarantee the secure, efficient, and reliable operation of the waterway, the United States will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to us, in full and without question," Trump added. Panama President José Raúl Mulino responded to Trump's comments, saying the canal is not controlled by China, Europe, the United States, or any other power. "Every square meter of the Panama Canal and its adjacent area belong to Panama, and will continue to be," Mulino wrote on social media platform X on December 22nd. Trump responded to Mulino's dismissal on Truth Social the same day, writing, "We'll see about that. A different way forward." The 1977 deal consists of two treaties: the Treaty Concerning the Permanent Neutrality and Operation of the Panama Canal, also known as the Neutrality Treaty, and the Panama Canal Treaty. The Neutrality Treaty stipulates that the United States may use its military force to protect the Panama Canal from any threat to its neutrality, essentially allowing the United States to perpetually use the waterway. Brent Sadler, a senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation, wrote in an X post on Sunday that the U.S. concerns over secure access to this vital waterway have merit. "It is after all no secret that China controls ports on either end of the canal," Sadler said. Representative Jesus Chuy Garcia echoed Molina's sentiment. "The Panama Canal belongs to Panama, and Trump should stop threatening to steal what does not belong to the U.S.," Garcia wrote on X on Sunday. Former Representative Matt Gaetz wrote on X, "We aren't taking the canal back from Panama. We are taking it back from China." Conservative political strategist Joey Manarino said on X that Trump is offering a different way forward with regard to the Panama Canal. "This is why I liked the choice of Rubio as Secretary of State," he said. Last month, Trump nominated Rubio, a longtime China hawk, for Secretary of State. Rubio, who visited Panama in May 2018, has previously shared his concerns about the influence of the Chinese Communist Party on the Panama Canal. "The Panama Canal is an important transit route to intercept illicit activities. Yet the canal is surrounded by CCP enterprises," Rubio wrote on X in August 2022. "We must continue to make clear that Panama is an important partner and warn against CCP attempts to establish a foothold in our region." China-Panama ties. The CCP began to take a foothold in Panama even before the U.S.-built canal was fully handed over to Panamanian control. In 1997, Panama awarded a concession to Hutchison Ports PPC, a division of the Hong Kong-based company Hutchison Whampoa, to operate the Balboa Port on the Pacific side and Cristobal Port at the Atlantic entrance of the canal. After a 2015 merger, Hutchison Whampoa is now known as CK Hutchison Holdings. In 2021, under then-Panama President Laurentino Cortizo, the Panama Maritime Authority renewed the concession with Hutchison Ports PPC for 25 more years. Cortizo's predecessor, Juan Carlos Varela, who was Panama's president from 2014 to 2019, made several decisions to strengthen his country's ties with China. In June 2017, Panama severed diplomatic ties with Taiwan, a self-governing island that the CCP claims to be a part of its territory. The decision drew criticism from Taiwan's foreign ministry, which accused Varela of succumbing to economic pressure from Beijing. 5 months later, Panama became the first Latin American country to join the CCP's controversial Belt and Road Initiative, a global infrastructure strategy that critics have said puts developing countries into debt traps with the regime. a Chinese consortium consisting of China's state-owned companies, was awarded a $1.42 billion contract under the BRI to build a fourth bridge over the Panama Canal in 2018, according to China's state-run media. In December 2018, during an overseas trip, CCP leader Xi Jinping met Varela in Panama. The two leaders signed several trade, infrastructure, banking, education, and tourism cooperation agreements. Chinese tech giant Huawei, whose communications equipment was banned in the United States on national security grounds, established a regional distribution center in the Cologne Free Trade Zone at the Atlantic entrance of the Panama Canal in 2015. When Varela visited China in 2017, the former Panamanian president also met with Huawei's founder, Ren Zhengfei, according to Huawei's website. Ren is a former director of China's People's Liberation Army General Staff Department's Information Engineering Academy. In April, the state-owned Assets Supervision and Administration Commission of China State Council reported on its website that Panama's Amador Cruise Terminal, located on Perico Island at the Pacific entrance of the Panama Canal, had recently begun operations. The terminal, built by the state-run China Harbor Engineering Company, could become a vital hub for cruise ship rotation and passenger transit in Central and South America, the commission said. Army General Laura Richardson, former commander of the U.S. Southern Command, said in her posture statement in March that China's state-owned enterprises continue to bid on projects related to the Panama Canal. Panama-based attorney Alonso Ilueca, a specialist in international law, published a report last year analyzing the Chinese regime's influence in the Latin American country. He wrote that China's control over Balboa and Cristobal ports is only part of the influence exerted by a disruptive actor. Currently, China and the CCP have a significant level of influence at the political level and even actively influence foreign policy values and principles, he said. Ilueca said Panama should recognize its strategic interests, reassess its relationship with Beijing, and realize that the CCP is an actor that tends to take advantage of and exploit the strategic weaknesses of other nations.